Hi, and welcome again to the Yes and I Am podcast, the podcast where we learn about people. Today's guest, we have kind of a special report here. It's a first time for Yes and I Am. A lot of news has been going around about this certain swimmer and Shark Week and how things weren't what they were going to be and people feeling like they got ripped off. I'm talking about Olympic gold medalist, the most decorated Olympian of all time. I'm talking about Mr. Michael Phelps.
Thank you, Aaron, for having me.
So, Michael, I mean, thank you for coming out here, giving us the exclusive.
Yeah, of course, of course. This is great. I love the neighborhood. I love Astoria.
Yeah, I'm glad you're able to like make it out all the way down here. I'm going to ease into our topic, and I'll throw you a little softball first. Let's talk about the gold medals. You are the most decorated Olympian of all time.
Yeah, well, I love gold.
You love gold.
Mm-hmm. All the way. I mean, it's really the color more than anything.
I mean, do you feel like you live to swim?
You know, I won't say that I was a fish in another life, but, you know, like, perhaps.
Perhaps. So, I mean, I'm going to just jump right into it, because you already mentioned fish. Sharks are fish. And for Shark Week, you promised to race a shark.
That's right.
And, you did not physically race a shark. You swam a lap in the ocean, and basically they put a digital shark next to you and said the shark would win.
Yeah, that's
why right. Did you not race a shark?
Easy answer. Sharks are very scary. I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid of a shark. But I was afraid that, other people would be afraid of the shark. I don't want people to have this idea of me in danger. You know, I like to represent danger, but if I'm racing with a shark, I feel like there's some crossed wires happening there.
I mean, sharks are dangerous, but why would you agree to race one then if you were afraid of them?
Well, you know, I would do it for the fans.
Is it for the fans or for the money?
I would do it for the fans.
For the fans?
Yes.
So, if a fan came up to you today.
Yes.
And said, Michael, I felt really heartbroken when you didn't race that shark. Will you race a shark for me?
Well, listen, I've been having to explain to everyone where I stand on this whole shark debacle. You know, would you race a shark? You know?
I mean, I'm not the greatest swimmer of all time. You claim to be the fastest swimmer on Earth.
Yes.
But not faster than a shark.
Well,
if you think you could beat the shark, you'd be ready to swim against it.
I do think I could beat a shark. I mean, it's as simple as that.
Would it be easier if you, like, worked your way up to a shark? Maybe start with, like, a sea bass and race the sea bass?
You know, maybe that would be like a nice way to get into it, or, you know, maybe something like a minnow, like something small.
Minnow? You can barely even see a minnow.
Right.
They'd have to use, like, some sort of zoom lens, and then you'd be like, see the minnow and then your foot.
Yeah, well, also, let's talk about the actual visual effects for that shark. Am I right?
I mean, it looked kind of less spectacular than the sharks in Sharknado, to tell you the truth.
Well,
I mean, my brother owns the visual effects company that composited that shark, and you know, I wanted to plug that for him, and
you want to help the family out.
I want to help the family out a bit, you know. I steal the attention sometimes, and you know.
Now, what if we're getting into the world of GMOs and such? What if one of the foreign countries were to splice shark DNA with one of their swimmers? Would you be afraid to swim against them?
Oh, I mean, would they have, like, sharp teeth?
Yeah, let's say for the sake of argument, yes, they have shark teeth. They're basically Shark Boy from Shark Boy and Lava Girl.
Oh, okay. So, like, a young Taylor Lautner type. Okay. So, off the bat, I would say, yes, because, I am not afraid of sharks. I will beat a shark, but, I will tell you that, you know, Taylor Lautner, he was, in that film, half of his body was CG, and it was pretty dang good CG, so,
So, are you saying that you'd only raise him because in the movie Shark Boy and Lava Girl, his body was CG? What if this was real? Real shark teeth, real shark boy.
I mean, yeah, definitely.
You seem incredibly nervous. What's going through your mind right now?
Listen, when I mentioned that I feel that I was a fish in another life, it's because when I'm in that water, what makes me swim so well is a deep-seated feeling inside of me that is embodying a fish, and you put a fish next to a great white or any of those spooky creatures.
So you're in a past life, you were a fish. So,
I'm not saying that, but
you feel like you were a fish.
Well, I mean, I'll leave that to the scientists.
All right. Well, you claim that this fear comes from your natural fear of natural predators of fish.
Yes.
All right.
Sure.
So are you afraid of other natural predators of fish? What about bears? Would you race a bear?
You know what? Never even considered that one.
Say, we have a grizzly bear. And grizzly bears are known to be great swimmers. Could you beat a grizzly bear?
Well, I mean, I'm Michael Phelps. I'll beat a grizzly bear. I'll beat a cheetah. I'll beat a shark.
Cheetahs are not so much great swimmers. I mean, cats are generally afraid of water.
Oh. Well, you know, bears eat fish.
Yes, bears eat fish.
Yeah.
And that this is the origin of the question. Are you afraid of all fish's natural predators?
Huh. No.
What about whales? Are you afraid of whales? Whales eat fish.
Ah, but they're so big, they can't.
What about sea lions? Would you race a sea lion?
Well, how do sea lions even look on camera? You know,
they look great. I've actually gone to Mystic Aquarium in Connecticut. They have many of sea lions there. They seem like adorable creatures, but also eat fish.
Well, now picture that, and then picture maybe a friendly like computer graphics altered.
You're very persistent about bringing in CGI animals, which makes me wonder, is this footage we're seeing of you swimming even real?
I'm
starting to doubt things that I've seen.
You know, I feel like I'm being
put are you
rather on the spot here.
Are you a CGI hero? Are you as heroic as Iron Man? AKA non-existent.
Listen, Aaron, I am like Santa Claus. I am what children and the fans believe me to be. I will do whatever it takes to leave them with the impression of greatness and earn that gold.
Is this earning the gold? Are the races even real?
Listen, I'll just break it all down for you. It's all staged.
It's all staged.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dude, I mean, I feel like at least the finish of a race would be, like, easy to trick people because you don't know until you see the underwater camera. I mean, you even had that photo finish where everyone else thought the other racer had won, but you slammed your fingertips in to the board at the very end, sealing the win for you.
Yeah. It was all a great special effects team run by my brother, Tom Phelps. Thomas Phelps. Quick plug for his CG company.
Wow. I mean, Thomas Phelps is getting great plugs here.
Yes. Wow.
The podcast.
He's very talented and I feel like it's okay for maybe not all of my races to be completely authentic. Because this could mean big things for my own career. I've been wanting to work in show business for a time now, and if people see that, you know, I can be an action hero. I can race with a shark, not a real shark, but
what is the dream role for Michael Phelps?
Probably. Have you ever seen a Norm of the North?
I have not seen Norm of the North. What is this program?
This is a CG film.
Of course it is.
It's a polar bear voiced by Rob Schneider. And I've been pitching some screenplays to him. And, we really want to make things work.
So you feel like you're more of a voice actor then? Like, You claim that your performance is what people are seeing, but if you were in a film like that, I would assume it would be all CG.
That's right. That's correct. Maybe some digital overlays of my races here and there, maybe projected onto screens or in the background or something.
So wait, you would still be a swimmer in these films?
I would portray multiple roles. I would want Michael Phelps, the human man, maybe as a CG character. I couldn't be the protagonist, though. Definitely I'd want to be a fish in the movie.
Wait, but you just said you'd want Michael Phelps there.
You
wouldn't be playing Michael Phelps?
I would be playing Michael Phelps, ideally, fingers crossed, I could get Ray Liotta, one of my all-time favorite actors.
Don't you think Ray Liotta's a little bit old to play Michael Phelps?
Well, I mean, he could do, you know, amazing how old you can sound.
Footage of Ray Liotta lately. I mean, I think he's on TV right now, and doesn't look like he's in the greatest of shape.
Yes, but I mean, this isn't this is a CG Michael Phelps. He would just be doing the voice of. Whereas I would voice a fish, and then there would also be a live human Michael Phelps also in this world, just to have a I don't know.
So how many Michael Phelps is that?
Well, that's three, I suppose, but that's not including.
So, what kind of story are you trying to tell here?
Well, it would be set in the ocean. It'd be about a fish who wants to be a great swimmer in the human world, what happens is that this fish's parents are actually kidnapped and. The fish has to go on this journey with his friend. His friend's a sea urchin, and his other friend is a sea sponge. And they have to traverse the underwater realm. And he learns, you know, a thing or two about himself and about maybe his aspirations of living in the human world, maybe not being as you know, all it's supposed to be.
So he's going to find his parents?
Yes. And then he enters the human world in the second act, and this is where you would meet the CG Michael Phelps, who's looking back at his years as young Michael Phelps, which would be a projection of some of my old races.
Excuse me, I don't mean to, like, be too critical of your film idea. Right. But it seems like you took the plot of Finding Nemo and just put Michael Phelps into it.
Right. I suppose I could see where you would think that, but that's wrong. Finding Nemo is a fine film, but it surely doesn't have Ray Liotta voicing a very much human Michael Phelps, and it doesn't have a fish voiced by the one and the same Michael Phelps.
So do you feel like Finding Nemo would have been a better film if you had your voice in it?
You know, I really, really wish that they'd offered me the role, now that you mention it. I'm surprised. I was peaking then. I was peaking at that time.
Did they bring you in for a read?
No, they didn't.
They didn't.
I had my agent at the time reach out to Pixar, reach out to the studio multiple times. They wouldn't see me for the role, and I mean it's baffling.
Do you have any background in voice acting?
No, I do not.
Do you have any background in acting at all?
Well, I like to see, you know, my grace and my activity in the water as kind of my training. I feel like, well, I mean, these days it's all quite the performance, you know, between you and me, Aaron. But you know, back then it was very much like method acting. I would prepare for the role.
Yeah, you have quite the intricate preparations. You've recently been doing the cupping process, and mm-hmm. you like got into the pool with those giant red spots on your back.
Yeah, I take cups full of hot briny water, and I suction it against.
Oh, I didn't know that's how it worked. Body.
Oh yeah. You gotta get that. You gotta get that. A big welt, and you get these big welts on your body. You take a hot cup of water, you press it up against there nice and tight, and then
it sounds like it would just burn you.
Well, what it does is it does burn you, but it creates a bubble that's that fills with water, a huge welt, and then it acts as a flotation device. So I come up from the water really fast that way.
You don't think that's a little bit like cheating?
Not if it involves bodily harm. I don't believe it's cheating.
I know Lance Armstrong was busted just for reintroducing his former blood into his body by blood doping.
Bullshit. Excuse my language, but bullshit. He was sticking needles inside of him, okay? If it's you lose some, you win some. You know, that's the world that Michael Phelps lives in is, you know, if it's bodily harm or if you're sacrificing anything, I know for a fact Armstrong had a very low pain threshold. I think he deserved those wins.
Okay, if you don't mind, I'm gonna fast forward into a few speed questions if you're willing. Okay, are you familiar with the game Fuck, Marry, Kill?
Yes, I am.
Now, name three names, and you tell me which category each goes in.
Okay.
All right. First name, your buddy, Ryan Lochte.
Okay.
Second name, famous snowboarder, Shaun White.
Oh, my.
Third name, most decorated winter Olympian, Apollo Anton Ono.
Ugh. Oh, God. Well, it's kind of easy at this point. You know, Ryan and I... Well, Ryan. We used to have a time, him and I.
Oh, really?
Well, I don't want
to
get
into it. No, please. I'm sure our fans would love to hear what went on between... Because you guys had such a great rivalry for a number of years.
Yes, it was all sexually charged.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did this go on in the Olympic Village? Or?
Yeah, you put two nice, taut young boys in the water, and you watch them flip around, and there's something magical that happens there, Aaron. And Rye proposed to me.
Oh.
Yes, in the past, and I had to turn him down because my one true love is the gold.
You think he would slow you down?
You know, we're both headed in the same direction, and I think that I would step on his toes, he'd step on my toes, and you can't swim with broken feet.
I see.
So I would fuck Ryan.
Oh, okay.
But I wouldn't say that as much as I would make love to Ryan.
That sounds so much nicer.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? Oh, another time, another place.
So you have the two Winter Olympians left.
Right. Sean White. Yeah, sure, Sean. Let's get married. It's funny. I was just talking to Sean the other day. We were playing his old video game on the PlayStation 2, Sean White Snowboarding Adventures, and I told him, I said, "Hey, Sean, you know, what if we just lived in a house together?" And Sean says to me, he says, you mean like the Sims? Like you want to pop in the Sims too? And I was like, no. I mean, let's see where this is going. You know, I can picture myself settling down with that boy. He wasn't so much into the idea, but I do fancy him a very, very talented snowboarder. I'd marry him. I'd marry him.
That
yeah.
sounds nice.
Now, who's left? Who do we have?
Apollo.
Ugh.
Oh, you do not seem pleased with that name.
You know, we've had a time together. Not a good time. Not a me and Rye kind of time. This was a we used to roughhouse a lot back in the day. We used to do a lot of fighting. Originally, I wanted to be a wrestler, and him and I would get in the ring together once in a while, and you know we'd throw arms and we'd get all sweaty, and it was intense. Again, very sexually charged, but he left a bad taste in my mouth. He did not like it when I decided to become a swimmer. And I didn't like it when he decided that he wanted to snowboard. And
I mean, he is the most famous speed skater of all time.
Excuse me, speed skating. Yes. Well, I mean, before Sean, Apollo was interested in sort of taking that gold from Sean, but. You know, what happens in the athletic profession is that we all kind of jumble around a bit. We go from swimming to snowboarding, speed skating to...
Have you ever snowboarded?
I tried. I tried back in the day. That's how Sean and I met initially. I wasn't into it. And I definitely wasn't into it when Apollo tried. And but, you know, I think Apollo knew that, and I think that's why he went down the speed skating route. But, you know, I hate him. I hate his guts. I'd kill him.
Yeah. All right. One last quick thing. We're going to do some word association. Basically, I'm going to say a word and you tell me the first thing that comes to mind.
Sure.
Water.
Evaporate.
Speed.
Turtle boy.
Dough.
Squishy persons.
Speedo.
Tiny.
Splish.
Crawl.
Splash.
Oh, my skin.
Shark. All right. Well, that's all we have time for today. I want to thank Michael for coming out here. Michael, do you have anything you would like to say to our audience before you leave?
I just want to say thank you for being so supportive of me over the years, especially thank you for sticking with me through this shark thing. And I want to give a quick plug to my brother, my dear brother, Tommy Phelps. Good guy. Use him for your productions, gang. He's desperate. He's young. He's straight out of college.
All right. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you guys next time.
Thank you again for listening to the Yes and I Am podcast. This podcast has been completely improvised, so instead of having Michael Phelps here, it has been my friend Adriano LaRocca.
Hey, thank you for having me, Aaron, and thanks everyone for listening. You can check out my instant improv team at the Reckless Theater Tuesday nights at 7 p.m. at the United Travel Service. I have a show that is coming out on the app Ents. It's an audio drama called Sugar, where I play one of the characters. It's like a soap opera, but it's gonna be super dope, so check it out.
Awesome. Thank you again for coming. Our theme music is by the artist Regulus. He's on SoundCloud. It's his song Yarning. Go check it out. And if you're enjoying this podcast, please go to iTunes, leave us a review, leave us a rating. It helps with recognition for the show, helps more people find it, and helps us keep bringing you what you're enjoying today. Thank you again for listening, and we will see you guys next time.